This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thank you for keeping America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You also can follow us on Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now is Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Mike from Clearwater on the line that has a question for you. He's been waiting patiently. So, Mike, go ahead with your question for Denise, please.
Okay, good morning, Denise. I got two questions. Question number one. For many years now, we've had problems with stuff not going through. You look at Joe Biden, and he's a lifelong senator, right? Now, I don't think that there should be such a thing as a lifelong congressman or a lifelong senator. So should we impose term limits on Congress and the Senate? That's question one, so that things can actually get done, so that when people reach the end of their rope, they get sent out and somebody new comes in. And the second question, as much as I hate to say it, and the captain said it earlier, it looks like we're going to have President Biden, whether we like it or not. So if Trump is going to pull another Grover Cleveland, what does he have to do? Does he buy a CNN and turn it into the Trump News Network and just constantly hammer his base for the next 4 years? Or what do you think is going to be a strategy for him to come back in 4 years and take control again?
Okay.
And those are basically my two questions.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, we don't have a law on posing for term limits. I mean, it's been talked about, it's been introduced, but there are very few in Congress that really want to advance that. I think it was actually introduced by Senator Ted Cruz.
Right.
So voters just don't get it. They have the ability to, with their vote, to manage term limits. And they don't do that very well.
Mm-hmm.
When you got somebody like, you know, not just Joe Biden, but you've got Dianne Feinstein,
yep.
You know, we got some that have been there a very long time. So really, the early blame can be placed with the voters. Now, as far as Trump goes, he's got 4 years to think about this. He has suggested that he may run in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But he will be a little older than two. So
yep.
I have suggested personally that he buy CNN.
There you go. Me too.
I suggested that a couple of weeks ago,
yep.
And he wouldn't have to do too much. It's at a fire sale price right now because AT&T doesn't want it anymore.
That's right.
And the infrastructure is already there, so it would be an easy thing to do. And he can call it, you know, the Trump News Network or whatever he wants to call it.
Yeah.
But it would be fun to have him walk in and just say to people like, Acosta, you're fired.
Yep.
There's a lot of things that can necessarily happen in 4 years. So I would say try to think about some things strategically, because mm-hmm. Biden himself is going to have a tough time getting some confirmations through the Senate on some of his cabinet picks.
Yep.
That's the first thing. The second thing is that this matter with his son and his brother,
mm-hmm.
also his sister and him, is mm-hmm. escalating here a little bit. So
yes.
things could go a little sideways for the Bidens.
Yep.
I think the matter of Biden will necessarily take care of itself. Well, I think the concentration needs to be put on Kamala Harris
mm-hmm.
In a big way. She's the danger.
Okay.
More danger than Biden.
We've got a caller from, I'm not sure, but is this, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Leah from Miami.
Okay, what's on your mind, man? You got to make it quick. You got about 30 seconds.
I'm going to make it quick. I had a question for Denise.
Go ahead.
Do you know about the Cindy Powell saying about lawsuit? Is there a way we could do a class action lawsuit with the 17 states against those four states? And what about what the Texas, the official in Texas said about seceding from the union? Maybe we could secede from the union to try that.
All right.
And another thing, one more thing. They said that we had a whole year to do something about this before December 14th. We didn't know a virus. We didn't know that the virus was going to hit us. So I don't understand why they've been pushing these ballots on us, mail-in ballots.
We know why that was. So we'll answer the questions. We'll answer the questions. Thank you, Leo. Okay, we're going to run out of time here, but just basically, Denise, you want to tackle any one of these briefly?
Well, I mean, essentially the class action lawsuit was the Texas lawsuit chaired, kind of led by A.G. Paxton.
Yep.
I wouldn't say that all things are necessarily dead, because now we're going after the state legislatures. The Electoral College's vote today, mm-hmm. but that really doesn't mean, I mean, that means something. But let's also forget that Congress has to confirm the electoral votes on January 6th.
Yep, and hold on, because I got something to say about that. When if we do have an objection, Vice President Pence presides over both houses of Congress, and I'll tell you what happens then. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature and their website, balanceofnature.com, you can go over there right now, take a look at all the products that they have to offer, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself 35% on anything you want to purchase there. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, here's the deal. To start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. See what they have to offer. There's a lot of great wellness products there that can help you, including vitamins and the like. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we get to the caller, which is Mary, and I believe Mary has a question, I have an email here from Marcia in Tampa. Marcia's saying, your message is correct and encouraging. However, how do we combat voting machines like Dominion that reversed our votes? Until we get rid of rigged voting, we'll never have an honest election.
There's an interesting thing that came out over the weekend. Somebody took all of the manuals for Dominion mm-hmm. and scrutinized the manuals completely and found that there are some really disturbing features in the Dominion machines.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest personally that every county, along with collaboration with the state, file a lawsuit for an injunction that those machines cannot be used. Now, remember, I think some of these contracts are there for as long as 10 years.
That's correct.
And there's a non-compete.
Yep.
However, contracts always have an ability to be broken. And so based on Dominion's own manuals and own softwares and proven nefarious abilities, if you will, that's how I would get rid of them.
Okay, we have a question from Mary in Tampa. I believe it's Mary. Is this Mary?
Good morning. Old contract schmontrack on those machines. Get rid of them. But I just wanted to say, for I'm holding out just like you were talking about for the objections during the Congress or if court cases are pending. But I just wanted everyone listening to know I live alone. But if that Biden thing happens and all of that, that you need to know that there's a whole load of people that are going to be nauseated right along with you.
Yeah.
Because we're watching America go down the tubes if that happens. But you're not alone.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you. But it all starts at the local level, Denise. I mean, this is where it starts. These people get their start, say, as a town councilman or maybe a city.
Well, for instance, I mean, let's look at Florida. I mean, we said that I think on Friday I found that there were 18 counties in the state of Florida that were using the Dominion machines.
Yep.
So there could be a petition to the state electric board that we want those machines out of here. So let's sign a petition and get it going and then, you know, collaborate with those in other states.
Yep.
Now, as far as Mary's, I'm right along with her. I mean, I'm watching the people that Biden is not only nominating for cabinet posts and their history and some of their histories, least of which is Javier Becerra, is just disgusting. I think they would have a tough time getting confirmation through the Senate. Mm-hmm. I mean, to put Tom Donilon, the Secretary of the Veterans Administration, and even the veterans are wigged out on that one.
Of course they are.
But let's also look at the dark money that slash the lobbyists that are that are inside the Biden transition team. Biden doesn't have a clue who he's choosing. He has no clue at all.
Remember Mr. Baccaria.
And that's just a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, this is coming from big money, big tech, media, and lobby groups like Center for American Progress type things.
Yep.
And they are the ones that are sending him the memo and saying, these are the people that you need to choose.
Yep.
And really the final approval is probably Kamala Harris's and not Biden's.
All right. Well, we've got our question asker, our resident question asker on the line, Bag M and Bob. What is it, Bag M and Bob?
Yes, sir. Okay. Something on a little bit different note. Wondered what the age ranges for the vaccine are going to be. In other words, like I'm 74. I know the first responders are going to get it first. When are they going to start giving people like, say, 75 down to maybe 65 or 60?
All right.
And the other question is, now it seems to me about a good time for a convention of states. I think we really need one now if it's possible at all.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, on the vaccine, Pinellas County is going to start either today or tomorrow with the emergency first responders first and the seniors in the nursing homes first. Then it's going to go down in terms of age. They'll do different groups. I don't know if it'll be every 5 years or every 10 years or whatever, and that's the way it'll go till they get down to the average guy or girl in the middle-aged group. But that's the way it's going to work. Do you know anything else different, Denise?
I cannot speak to that. I cannot confirm that because I have not seen how Florida and the two counties are going to do it. All I know is that Broward and Pinellas are the first two counties that are part of the distribution on 180,000 doses. But as far as the priority, I cannot speak to that. I have not seen it. Well, so I wouldn't even begin.
We got that in a press release on Friday from Pinellas County when this was all talked about. But anyway, let's go to one more caller here before we have to forget about callers. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your question?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. This is Mel. I'd like to ask Denise, how is it not an act of war with the Communist Chinese Party manipulating our general election, our city, county, state elections? I mean, how is this not or how is it an act of war with what they've done?
Okay.
I'm afraid in our government.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Denise.
I'm not going to disagree with them. It might be a little edgy to explain it that way, but in my mind, that is kind of how I see it. But let's watch today and tomorrow very carefully what the Trump White House does and the Department of Justice does, because we've got some interesting executive orders out there. And we shall necessarily see how some of these things play out. If they don't play out, then I think that there are some other chess pieces that can be moved. Now, what they are is a wide variety, and it would probably take a whole lot of bandwidth to sit there and try to describe them all. But I'm not going to disagree with Mel at all. I think this is just another coup. I have no other way to put it.
The word sedition comes to mind to the people on this end of the spectrum that have cooperated with the foreign governments and gotten money through companies that are controlled or owned by, say, China and whatnot, because there's a lot of money that came through American companies that have investments made in them from China. And that, to me, could be the beginning of a sedition charge. But that's just me.
Okay. I think there's more there's more at play here than that. So,
By the way, we had a leak over the weekend. That exposed roughly 2 million Chinese Communist Party members embedded in companies and governments that are spying around the world globally. And Sarah Carter came out and put out a tweet, says, looks like at Representative Swalwell isn't the only one worried that they may have been exposed to China.
Closely not. I mean, Rick Grenell has already said they have already done defensive briefings to people way beyond Rick Grenell. Way beyond Swalwell.
Correct.
But I would also mention, and this is important, in 2018, our embassy in China, at least one of them, we've got a couple of them, had, in 2018, there were 4 million 10-year visas issued. That's just there.
What year was this?
2018.
Oh, boy. Well,
yeah,
we should be. Well, again, we've created our own problem, haven't we?
All right.
Got to let you go. I'll be seeing you soon up on the mountaintop, and have yourself a great day. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check out everything that she writes about, and you'll find out what she knows when she knows it.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks continue in Washington over another round of coronavirus stimulus, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle insisting that they need to pass some form of relief before the end of the year. Senator Chris Coons feels progress on a proposed $908 billion relief package can be made this week. The Delaware Democrat tells NBC's Meet the Press that Congress shouldn't go anywhere if they can't.
We should not leave for the holidays until we have adopted that $908 billion framework to give a next round of relief to the millions of Americans who are facing eviction, hunger, unemployment, disease. It includes funding for vaccine distribution and $300 billion for small businesses to keep them afloat or help them reopen. I'm really optimistic we can get this done this coming week.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, they have two locations to serve you, and we'll tell you where they're at, but you need to give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour and see what they're all about. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. So you folks up there listening in Maine, you can just truck on down there and find out what they're all about. And always remember, ask to take the tour. And down here in Clearwater, Florida is where the second location is. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And always remember to ask to take the tour so you can see exactly what it is they have to offer and why I am so excited about promoting them to you, because it is a career par excellence that you'll say to yourself, why didn't I think about this sooner?
That's the National Aviation Academy. Their website, NAA.edu, telephone number 800-659-2080. Before I move along with the report here, I got an email a second ago from Therese up in Georgia. I don't know if this is a he or a she, but says, I will be voting Republican today in Georgia. My mother, rest her soul, told me to always vote for the lesser of the two evils. I didn't agree with her until now. A sense of credibility has been destroyed lately. If you think about it, that's actually how President Trump was elected. We weren't sure of him, but he was better than the alternative. What a great surprise he became the leader he became. I will take a picture of my ballot before it disappears into the scanner for what it's worth. Well, thank you, Therese, and God bless you, and take some friends along with you. When you go to vote, take some friends along with you. That's what I'm suggesting everybody do up there in Georgia. Now, we also, let's see here. We also, is this another message I have here? I guess it is. All right, let me read this real quick because I could spend the rest of the night, I guess, reading messages. I got a bunch coming in. Okay, well, very good. And this is, we just mentioned that a minute ago. Our caller is saying thank you very much for telling me about what you said. So, okay, thank you very much. And I appreciate that, Therese. And I appreciate that, Marie. So those are the two messages there. Now, the Senate vote on the defense policy bill was delayed after Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the measure, casting the next steps in doubt for a while until it did get passed, and it raised the possibility of a possible government shutdown, but none of that happened. Again, idle threats, and it just didn't happen because it just didn't happen. And this is what we have to be careful about right now, as I was telling you about, and I'll tell you more about here in my next conversation with Phil, with Chris Markowski. By the way, the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt and other ships were combing the waters in Southern California looking for a sailor in the water who reportedly was spotted in the water. However, they've called off the search now, and they believe the sailor has drowned or whatever, and I guess they'll find his body when they find it. And Joe Biden has, of course, selected the former White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough, as his pick for the next Veterans Affairs Secretary. Now, where that's going to go, I don't know, but we'll see. Some people are upset about that. And in a new show of military might, two American bomber aircraft flew from the United States to the Middle East late last week in a round-trip mission that U.S. officials said covered a wide swath of the region and was a direct message to Iran. Wow. Now, also, there was an opinion rendered by the U.S. Supreme Court last week. You probably didn't hear about this. But the Supreme Court decided in an 8-0 opinion that military personnel accused of rape between 1986 and 2006, a period previously subject to a 5-year statute of limitations, can, in fact, be charged for the crime all these years later. That's the Supreme Court decided that. And we'll see where that goes. And the U.S. Africa Command conducted two airstrikes late last week against Al-Shabaab explosives experts, bringing the total of strikes the command has conducted in Somalia this year so far to 50. In addition, General McKenzie, CENTCOM, has ordered the drawdown of 500 troops in Iraq, more in Afghanistan, and he will limit how the U.S. assists the future operation of what's going on there. That's what General McKenzie has said. Also, the U.S. military is on pace to meet the January 15th deadline to withdraw forces from Afghanistan and Iraq. And though the head of the U.S. Central Command, General McKenzie, said American forces can still meet their main goals, the margins will be less because of the smaller footprint. We'll see what happens and whether or not all the troops, in fact, leave the area, which I'm being told they're not. It won't be very far away. And a U.S. spy plane flew from the Korean Peninsula into Taiwanese airspace, according to a South Korea-based aviation tracker. I'm sure that got the attention of the Chinese. Now, the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee has called for the Secretary Robert Wilkie and key members of his leadership team to resign immediately over the handling of a sexual assault allegation made by a congressional staffer. There's a lot of this stuff going on right now. There was an accusation just made against the governor of New York, reportedly some 10 years old. Now, do you think he's going to resign? Of course not. What will happen there, who knows, probably get swept under the rug, which is what usually happens. I certainly hope not, but that seems to be the way that things go. So we'll see what happens next in the grand scheme of things. And a top lawmaker has expressed frustration with the details and timing of a new White House shipbuilding plan that was released over the weekend, a project that would add tens of billions of dollars to the Navy's budget in the coming years to build dozens of new ships. We know up in Maine, in Portland, Maine, they're just building away up there. We've been told there's a brand new, I believe there's a new littoral ship that's up there being built that probably will be the replacement for the Baham Richard, which is not going to be refurbished. That's what we were told last week. And we'll see how that plays out. By the way, airmen and Marines will be reimbursed for the leave days that they were charged for under the coronavirus quarantine, because airmen who were charged for leave while on a mandatory coronavirus quarantine will now have those days restored. And that's a good thing. It wasn't through any fault of their own that that happened. So that's a good thing. And there's a fight going on right now about how to pay for veterans' health care. We'll see how that all plays out. A temporary resolution was put forward, but no final resolution has been put forward. And U.S. troops will see this year a bump in their hazardous duty pay next year under the new defense budget that just got passed. So that's a good piece of news for them. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature, you can find out all the different products they have by going to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. All you got to do is go to that website, balanceofnature.com, find out what they have to offer. Or if you want to speak with a health coach, you can call them at 800-246-8751. So the website is balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Okay, so today is the day of reckoning when it comes to the Electoral College, correct?
As long as nothing else funky happens, yeah, it's pretty much done today.
Now, the other thing is, it's been suggested that people in Georgia that are voting, which starts today, early voting, people in Georgia who are voting take a picture of their ballot before they put it in the voting machine. Now, I'm trying to rack my brain and see whether or not they can do that, because I don't think cameras are allowed inside the polling place.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. But even if that was the case, I mean, how are you going to even track it down after the fact? I guess you could if you wanted to. If it's going to make you feel good. If someone was going to, you know, pull off some sort of, you know, massive fraud in regards to machines and whatever it may be, I don't think taking a picture of your ballot's going to do much good. It might frighten some of the people that might be involved in some of the nefarious activity, but I don't think it's going to do much to change anything.
All right. Rand Paul says that we need our best economic stimulus to reopen the economy, and Senator Joe Manchin, of part of the Group of Eight, Gang of Eight, has suggested, and it's going to be voted on today, the $908 billion relief bill in the Senate.
This is the other one. All right.
Yeah.
This is the one that actually creates unemployment checks.
Right.
Not the one. This is the one I have to agree with Joe Manchin. He was on yesterday, and I heard him, and I don't think sending checks to everyone is the right way to go. I think extending unemployment to people who are out of work, I think that is a much, much better alternative than just sending checks around the country. So, that's my opinion. I don't understand what the president is doing on this one. I really don't. So, yeah, if you can't go back to work because of no fault of your own, guess what? I do think you need some help. Not the $600, which is nonsensical.
$300.
They were doing it before, but $300, I think, is fine.
Now, the president signed a one-week funding stopgap averting the shutdown of the government over the weekend. It's only a week. Now what?
They still haven't figured out exactly what's going to happen next. I'll give it to Congress. More often than not, you know, what they'll end up doing is just some sort of continuing resolution. So it's basically they punt on doing their job almost every single year. Matt, you and I know this.
Yeah.
Just keep it going, kick the can down the road. And it's a shame. It really is.
Now, while you were sleeping during the night, the historic U.S. COVID vaccine campaign launched with convoys of trucks after airplanes from FedEx and UPS landed on the ground at their various distribution centers. And 145 locations are getting deliveries today. Tomorrow it'll be 400 and something. And then Wednesday it'll be 66 or some number like that getting the COVID vaccine. So the states are now saying that they're going to need billions of dollars to provide the COVID-19 vaccinations. And the states saying this are predominantly blue states.
Yes, yeah, because of just, you know, take that money and put it elsewhere. You need billions of dollars. Give me a break, okay? I mean, it's just nonsensical. You tell me why you need billions of dollars to distribute a vaccine. It's patently absurd. We have a country right now. We've got a CVS or a Rite Aid on every darn block, for crying out loud. You can't figure out a way to do this. We have existing infrastructure already in place, and you need billions of dollars? No, it's just money that they're going to take and they're going to put into their pockets. It's perfect time for them to ask for it. They're going to say, oh, you're going to say no to us? Oh, you don't want to get people, you don't want people to get vaccinated? No, it's just, again, it's a money grab.
Well, here's something interesting that came out just in the last 12 hours. House Democrats have been holding out for blue state bailouts. We all know that. But the number two person in the House of Representatives, Democratic Representative Steny Hoyer, is now backing the stimulus relief, without any blue state bailouts.
Well, listen, hey, it's going to be more than Steny, that's for sure. I think the important thing is getting money out to the people that need it the most. I think that they feel that, Biden comes in, they're going to get a blue state bailout probably within a month. So a little over a month. I think that that's probably their overall opinion. So they could say we can hold off on that until Biden gets in.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too, that that's going to happen within the first, I heard within the first 100 days, but we'll see. Deutsche Bank is about to move half of their New York City staff out of New York into another state. Now, we're hearing things from Tennessee to Texas to Florida because there's no state income tax, and they would get a tremendous break on their property taxes to wherever they move.
They have an existing facility already. in Jacksonville. The compliance department is down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the trend now. It is. Companies, businesses, these are saying, you know what, we don't have to do this anymore. We don't have to pay this. This premium is not necessary. And it's going to change the country without a doubt as far as financial services are concerned. I knew it was going to eventually happen, but Florida might end up becoming the financial capital of the world rather than New York.
Well, then that would bring you back to Florida.
Oh, well, that's going to happen anyway, but it's slowly heading in that direction. Not going to happen overnight. With the workers over at Deutsche Bank, but slowly but surely, I have a sinking suspicion that that's going to occur.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brexit today, the trade talks were extended beyond the deadline, which was yesterday. What do you think is going to happen there?
I could flip a coin on this one, Matt, to be quite honest with you. I don't know. One would think that they'd eventually come together. I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous as far as this has been taken. It will bring some volatility to the financial markets. I do think that this is going to end up being a great, great thing. I said this in the beginning for the UK. Having to, go it on their own is the people thinking, oh, why would you want to do something like that? They're losing tons of ridiculous and burdensome regulations, which just don't make any sense. And the European Union as a whole, the way that they govern themselves, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bureaucratic mess, quite frankly. It's going to happen. It's going to happen one way or another.
Now, I was reading a report yesterday. I believe it was, from Forbes. And they were talking about Wall Street's biggest banks are now predicting the coronavirus hit world with the vaccine that's coming out. Their economy is going to surge in 2021 from a rocky start. It'll be that way for probably the first quarter, but then they think it's going to take off like a rocket ship.
I'm not so sure. I'll be honest with you, Ken. I think it's going to come back. I don't know about a rocket ship. Many businesses out there that are closed down, it's not like they're going to be able to flip the switch and open back up, which means those jobs are not necessarily going to be coming back that quickly. I think it's going to take some time. I don't think it's going to be overnight. And again, last time we had an economy that was doing poorly, you go back to the financial crisis and you knew who was in charge. They did all sorts of nonsensical things that didn't help. And we had one of the slowest recoveries ever bouncing back from a recessionary period. Many people are talking in a double dip type of recession into the earlier parts of next year. We'll see. We'll see. Because again, a lot is going to depend upon, not so much what the government does, but better yet, what it doesn't do and staying out of the way of small business owners and people and helping people get open again.
Okie dokie. Well, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow because by then we'll have an Electoral College vote. We'll have a little bit of a better sense of direction as to what's going to be happening, and we can lay some more things down and discuss them. So you have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there to find out more information about what it is he does and how he does it. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.